For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Loaded card coming up on June the 4th. That's this Sunday at Osaka Joe Hall. New Japan Dominion is coming up. We're going to preview this with our good pal from New Japan Bread Club here on Fightful Overbooked and from the Shining Wizards podcast. Matt's here. Hi, Matt.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
I got him good.
Hi, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I like pregnant talk. I don't know who's pregnant in New Japan, but we could recklessly speculate.
Okay, Lance Archer.
Is he pregnant, or who did he get pregnant?
Yes.
Oh man, he definitely some stardom chick. Probably Julia. They both have the braid, so.
Oh, this is already going off.
How many kids have you had due to just looking at Hiroshi Tanahashi?
Me, none. I hate his hair. His hair's a big turnoff.
Thanks for joining us today, Matt. That was a great, great interview. Thanks for providing insights into New Japan Pro Wrestling. We will tolerate no Hiroshi Tanahashi slander on this show.
You clearly have not listened to any of the Bread Club.
No, I have. I have. That's why I set it up, because I saw some of the chats. That's how I set it up, Matt. Come on now. I'm a professional.
His hair is awful. Allegedly.
Matt is a Tana hater, okay? We've already figured this out. He's a Tana hater.
I've been very clear. I respect everything he's done in the industry. His hair sucks and his air guitar sucks.
Wow.
He plays one note. He just does this.
Please, everybody, still watch New Japan Bread Club on this channel, despite Matt's terrible takes on Hiroshi Tanahashi, the GOAT.
Just watch it for Kieran at this point.
That's it. That's what everybody shows up for, is Kieran.
I do get it. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's good to have you. There's plenty of New Japan to talk about, because not only is Dominion coming up, but then they're also doing that All Together Again show that it feels like New Japan's putting more effort into promoting that than Dominion this weekend. Am I crazy?
No, I think because New Japan, when you think of wrestling overseas in Japan, New Japan is the number one company, and they have been for the last couple of years. You know, Noah's a close second. All Japan's not terrible, but they're kind of behind on the streaming with the English commentary and such. So, you know, if it's kind of that, if New Japan does well, then everybody else does well. You know, I'd love to sit here and tell you that I watch Noah and All Japan. I just don't have the time. You know, I've been in on the Wrestle Kingdom, the third stage, which they usually do about a week after Wrestle Kingdom, where they bring in Noah versus New Japan. And that's super exciting. The Okada stuff this year has been off the charts with Kiyomiya. But, you know, those Noah shows are like 6 hours long. They're long. And I thought like AEW and New Japan shows were long, but those Noah shows are a chore, especially if you don't know a lot of these guys.
When it comes to Dominion, well, let's focus on Dominion, because the All Together show, it's a big show. New Japan is definitely doing good promotion with that. And it's always good when all these companies get together. But before all of that, we do have to get to Dominion. And this is a big show for New Japan. We got Sonata, Yota Tsuji, in the main event. We have about 500 other title matches, because all New Japan has is titles and title matches. How many titles do we think change hands on this show, Matt?
Well, it's tough because you look back through the history of Dominion. Dominion's arguably the second biggest show of the year, and that's where you see a lot of title changes. The last 3 years, you've gone into Dominion. I think 2020, we had a vacant IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, so we had a new champion out of there. Evil beat Naito the next year, and then Jay White last year beat Okada. So it seems like it's a changing of the guard. But with everything that they've done this year, with Sonata and Tsuji being in the main event, being in his first match back from excursion, it's hard to tell. You know, sometimes New Japan does stuff and you think, you know, I don't think Hiromu was going to beat Sonata, but it's a great matchup that we're going to get at Dantaku. But then they'll pull a fast one on you. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff Cobb walked out TV champion, as much as I hate to see that because I think Zack Sabre's doing a phenomenal job. Clearly, we're going to have new IWGP tag team champions. I'm dreading that it's going to be the House of Torture. There just breaks my heart. But, yeah, you'll see. I think you'll see a couple. The IWGP junior title is the tag titles. That's a toss-up. It could go either way. Both teams are phenomenal. So it'll be interesting to see the direction the New Japan goes with Forbidden Door and the G1 on the horizon.
Do you think Yota Tsuji can pull the upset? Do you think they switch off Sonata this quickly and just go ahead and make Tsuji the guy?
It'd be a bold move. I think the story is Naito Sonata. You know, Sonata just decided to leave LIJ. And I think the story is now Sonata's going to tear through LIJ and Naito's going to go through just five guys. And I think Naito comes out on top of the G1, and we get that at Wrestle Kingdom where Naito kind of has his last hurrah as the champion.
Feels like he should go through more than just five guys. I feel like he has to go through more than five.
Well, yes, in the G1 he will probably, but you know, the crux of his issue is with just five guys.
But like only five guys.
Just those five. Just that stable.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
Sorry, I had to go there.
We got Claudio Castagnoli coming to Japan and New Japan. We got Moxley returning to Japan. We're getting what are your thoughts on this match? Are we getting Blackpool Combat Club plus Shota as the new never open weight six man tag team champions?
This one's super. It's a very interesting layout because I think the bigger story, I think a lot of the Western fans love the idea of Moxley returning to Japan and Claudio debuting in New Japan is huge. I was, as long as it wasn't Wheeler Yuta, I was happy because I just. His what he did at the Best of the Super Juniors last year was really flat for me. And I would love to see Claudio or Danielson over there. So I like this. I think the bigger story, though, is the Okada against the Young Guns, against the Umanos and the Ren Naritas. And if you've been following what they've been doing over there, Okada has been very ornery towards to Umino to the point where he's telling him to can I curse?
Yeah.
And now.
Okay, yeah. I didn't. You, on Bread Club, I have a mouth like a sailor. When you know, Okada's telling him to go get your fuck boy and all this crazy stuff to Umino about Moxley.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Like, this is a side of Okada we've never seen. With the Forbidden Door in the future, you know, I could see it. Maybe if you throw him on the Blackpool Combat Club, then Okada's got to chase Umino. You know, and there's dissension with Ishii and Tanahashi. They aren't the biggest fans of each other. So it's a very interesting six man. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this, but I'm really interested to see the way the Okada Umino story plays out.
I'm kind of curious how this particular six guys factor into the Forbidden Door match, because I've been saying, and I know there's a pushback, Ishii, Tanahashi, and Okada versus House of Black, doing that match for Forbidden Door seems like a fun match for me. I don't know how you feel about that, Matt.
Anytime you can get those three guys from New Japan and the House of Black in a ring together, I think it's just going to be fun. Yeah. Who doesn't want to see Brody King clash with Big Tom Ishii or Okada and Malakai Black and Buddy Matthews? I mean, with anybody, he could move as quick as a cat. I think it'd be a lot of fun. I think Forbidden Door is going to be a very exciting time where you get to see a lot of these dream matches. So if you're not familiar with New Japan, definitely get ready for that, because that's going to be a lot of fun.
I applaud your commitment to the bit for not mentioning Tanahashi in that the three of those men in that tag match in the open weight championship match. Anyway, go ahead.
Look, man, he's all, I don't know what you want, man. He's gonna do his
they're gonna have hair off. Him and Buddy Matthews are gonna have a hair off.
Buddy Matthews, greater hair than Tanahashi. Also, to be fair, Umino, his hair is fucking atrocious too. It's awful. And if he carries two jackets with him, just pick a jacket, bro.
It gets cold.
It's cold. Sometimes you need two jackets. I don't understand what's wrong with this. One jacket might feel a little bit better than the other one. One jacket keeps you a little bit more warm. Sometimes you need the big bulky one of like, oh, it's really cold out, I need this one. Sometimes it's just a little light out, but you know you're still not warm enough, so you need that lighter jacket. I got two jackets too.
You have to dress in layers, especially.
Why are you the jacket police, Matt?
On the way to the ring, put a t-shirt on then, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Gatekeeping jackets over here. Bottom of that is two jackets.
Well, I don't know why he's carrying two. Stop it, Nelly. I don't know why he's carrying two jackets with him. It's stupid.
It seems like we're going to get Ospreay and Omega. Ospreay, we all kind of figure he's beating Archer on Sunday. And then we get Ospreay and Omega likely at Forbidden Door. What do you make of the blending of New Japan AEW going into Forbidden Door and the stories? Because last year, it could get a little messy going into Forbidden. I don't know, injuries played a factor, but it could get a little messy. Like, how are you feeling this year? Do you think they might have a better grasp on things?
I think it's a hard line to toe, because you have two promotions. They clearly want both of their respective talents to look good. So it's hard to have, like, you're not going to have Sonata go in there and beat a top AEW guy, right? And you're not going to have MJF go in there and beat a top New Japan guy, because it's a one-off. It's like a PWG show, right? So you're going to see a lot of tag team matches, probably Sonata and a couple guys from Just Five Guys against, like, I don't know, the Blackpool Combat Club or something. You know, I'm just throwing shit against the wall. There'll be a couple stories. Obviously, you mentioned Ospreay and Omega. That'll be huge. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Zach and Brian Danielson, because we didn't get that last year because Danielson was hurt. So we got Zach and Claudio. And if Zach is losing the TV title at Dominion, then there's no title there. So they can just have a great, fun wrestling match. And I don't think anyone's worse for wear losing that match. Outside of that, it's tough, man, because wrestling's full of egos. So you want to make everybody happy and you want to put on a great show, but at the same time, like, you know, who benefits the most from, you know, Orange Cassidy beating, I don't know, beating
Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, like, dude, I don't know. The Orange Cassidy beating Tanahashi. I'm in for it. Let's do it.
That'd be a great match, though. That would rule. That would absolutely rule. Kidding me? Tanahashi doing some Orange Cassidy spots and stuff? It'd be fantastic.
Put the hands in the pocket. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at us.
Do you think Orange Cassidy be like the drummer while Tanahashi's doing the air guitar?
Drums take too much energy. He wouldn't do it.
He's probably the bass
player. Is he the singer?
He played the recorder. The bass player, yeah. We are pretty lazy singers. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we use three, sometimes four, usually three.
I don't play bass air guitar. I don't know how to stick to what I do.
Wow, can't believe that.
Well, I don't know how to play. I'm not going to embarrass myself like Tanahashi.
Oh my God, this Tanahashi slander. I can't stand it. Cannot stand it.
I'll tell you who I have no slander for is Master Watto. Now, a year ago when I started the Bread Club with Kieran, not a big Master Watto fan, but I've turned.
He's turned a lot of people with his Best of Super Juniors performance.
You know what? And his road into Wrestle Kingdom, he had a great showing into the four-way with Despy and Ishimori and Hiromu. So I think he walks out of Dominion the new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. I've, you know, screamed it from the mountains, and I think Kieran's with me. I think we're done with Hiromu. I think Hiromu being
they just always go to Hiromu. Yeah, they always go to Hiromu whenever they just need, oh, okay, we need somebody to basically carry the division. Here's Hiromu. I hope so. And I like Hiromu, but I'd like to actually see him in the heavyweight ranks, because every time he's gone up there, he's done great. So I'd like to see him move up, and we do need kind of a new injection into the junior heavyweight ranks.
Yeah, and you know what? It wouldn't hurt either if him and like T-Tom became a tag team and they went into the Super Junior tournament as a tag team, because we could use some fresh teams there. But I think, you know, Hiromu being the face of the division, there's only so many times he can win the Best of the Super Juniors and then be the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion before it's like, all right, enough, dude. So I'm excited for this the whole way the Best of the Super Juniors turned out was very exciting, because it seems like New Japan's turning a page and they're kind of moving away from Hiromu and Despy and Ishimori, unfortunately, with his injury. But you're seeing Watto and Teton and Mike Bailey had a great showing. So it's exciting to see what happens after Dominion.
I mean, what if Takahashi drops it and then he goes after the Never Openweight Championship, right? David Finley's got that title. He's going to defend it against ELP. Come on. Why not Hiromu in Never?
I'm all for it. Let him go. You know, if it gets him away from the juniors and he can up his game, I'm not against it. That'd be a very interesting clash with Finley and Hiromu. Finley, I also hate, just in case you guys were curious.
Now, why would you say that?
Why would I say I hate David Finley?
Why do you hate David Finley?
Look, man, here's my problem with the fans of wrestling, right?
Everything?
You had Jay White. You had Jay White, right? And you fucking cheered. You cheered when he lost in Japan to Hikuleo. Then he came to the States and you all cheered for Eddie Kingston to beat him. And he did. And now he's gone. All right, I was in D.C. and Philadelphia for those New Japan shows. People want Jay White back in the Bullet Club. Well, guess what? You fucked up. You let him go. Now we're left with this dude who's going through a midlife crisis. He dyed his hair. He picked up a shillelagh. He's on a motorcycle. He thinks he's the leader of the Bullet Club now. It's a farce.
Yeah, but what happens when Finjuice gets back together?
The Rock Hard is in Bullet Club gold. He's not coming back. He's out. Stuck with Clark Connors, who I love. I can't believe he turned his back on us. Your fucking house of torture. The Bullet Club is shambles. Shambles of what it used to be. You go to these New Japan shows, people want a two sweet. You know, this is not the Bullet Club that we know. Garbage. Hot garbage. You kick out ELP. What's wrong with you, David Finley?
Matt got so hot. Irish. Completely. Great.
I'm a crazy. I told you this would be the last time I'm ever invited to do anything. I'm a maniac.
I appreciate that. I really do. It makes me look great by comparison.
I mean, I don't disagree with the Bullet Club take. Honestly, the New Japan version of Bullet Club is like, no knock on David Finley, but we've gone from Finn Balor to AJ Styles to Kenny Omega to Jay White to David Finley. Like, what's happening here with this is not my Bullet Club, not my Bullet Club. And they do have Bullet Club gold that seems to, maybe they'll have a big Forbidden Door Bullet Club match at Forbidden Door for the rights to Bullet Club. And then the Young Bucks will win. So they can't get a cease and desist anymore. That's where it all ends. Young Bucks winning the name of the Bullet Club.
I'm here for it. And look, to be fair, I don't like David Finley, but he is doing what he said he's going to. It's a new wrinkle to the book club. It's meaner. It's nastier. Clark Connors fits beautifully. I know there was a tease with Gabe Kidd at the Philadelphia show, which I think I would really like to see. But overall, Ta-Nehisi's hair greater than David Finley's Bullet Club.
Okay, we have a question from, or a super chat from someone who just says, please spend this time making Matt rank wrestling hair. So if you would like to rank wrestling hair.
Wrestling hair. You got to do this with 80s, 80s only. Like Magnum TA number one, and that's it. You got to pick 81.
What is the top hair in wrestling or the wrestling?
The best hair in wrestling? Naito. Easy.
Some stringy-ass bullshit hair.
I wish I could grow my hair just where it's, like, perfect, and then I just put a cap sit right on top of it. It's majestic.
Where does Seth Rollins' hair rank at?
CrossFit Jesus has nice hair.
Yeah.
It's good. Probably uses some Pantene Pro-V.
Joel, you get hair? Who has some good hair here?
AJ Styles still has good hair. He's got
He does have a nice head of hair. Yeah, that's good.
Looking good. Who else looks good with that hair these days?
You know what? Bad hair. John Cena's got bad hair. Yeah, wearing that hat all them years.
Cardona.
I can't argue with that.
King of the death matches.
Yeah, king of the death match and the powder in the hair. That gimmick he talks about. He's talked about it, so I'm not spreading any the salacious rumors. He's talked about the stuff that he puts in his head to cover up. It's been said.
Who has some of the best hair of all time? Like Shawn Michaels? Shawn Michaels had some good hair. Shawn Michaels?
You clearly see, I got the Hitman shirt on. I got no love for Cyclops.
Scott Hall. Wow. Scott Hall did have really good hair. That jet black hair. Just gross, but great. Brian Pillman Jr. is a good one, although he's...
No, he's not. His hair is awful.
It's getting weird. He's been coloring it strangely. It's not good. Griff Garrison, though, whoever that is, I heard he has good hair.
Oh, he does have nice hair. Ooh. Macho Man had terrible hair.
Oh, that's right, but he had the voice. So it didn't matter how he... I can't do the voice right now. It's not...
Yeah, but the voice and the hair have nothing to do with each other.
That's true.
Edge has had a lot of different hairstyles. They've all been terrible.
But... Well, one got him a shampoo commercial, so clearly he's got great hair.
True.
Jeff Jarrett has good hair.
He still has good hair.
Yeah. That hair ages like his wrestling, just like fine wine, baby.
Karen Jarrett also married him for that hair.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, she left a guy who didn't have any hair. So.
That's also true.
Who has the better hair out of FTR?
Cash.
Okay.
Cash has hair. Dax doesn't have anything.
So, bald is a choice.
He's got facial hair.
Yeah.
Tully?
Tully's not. Where is Tully? What's Tully doing?
Tully's got a church to go maintain or somewhere.
Jungle Boy?
Jungle Man?
Yeah.
Jungle Young Adult.
He's a man now. He's with Anna Jay, right? Still? Is that still a thing?
That doesn't really make you a man. Anyway, continue.
That does make you a man. You got to handle that. He's a man. Jungle Man.
Like 23. This feels weird.
Who's 20? Jungle Jack? Or
Carlito's a good shout, by the way. Carlito's hair.
Carlito. Yeah.
I never focus on the good hair, so now I'm like looking around my office to see who has good hair.
Adam Cole? I feel like Adam Cole's got, he's got very wet hair.
I would say Britt's got the better hair of the two of them. Baby.
Fair.
Yeah.
So Ric Flair has great hair. He's always had good hair. Mm. No.
No, it's really because he got a platinum blonde diet and it's just not. No. And it's sad now. It's like sad, stringy old man hair now.
Yeah, he's like 70 something years old. He looks like a melted candle.
What about Cody? Does Cody have better blonde or brown when he just pops himself to do a Superman bit?
No, you got to stay with the blonde. The brown is terrible.
It's funny because when he went blonde, people shot on that for days.
People just like to hate Cody. It's very sad.
People just like Cody's to hate, period. Be better, wrestling fans. You're not a real wrestling fan unless you do all the things that Cameron Hawkins says you need to do.
Oh, Tyrus. Make a terrible, terrible hair for Tyrus, by the way.
Just, you could have just stopped it. Terrible. Matt, give us a bold prediction for Dominion.
Oh, man. A bold prediction. Shit.
Or an even bolder prediction for your G1 Climax winner for 2023.
Go with that. That's fair.
Because they're going to announce the participants at Dominion.
I think Naito. I think the story is Naito, Sonata. And I think we're going to give Sonata a nice run through the summer and into Wrestle Kingdom. I don't know if it is. I think they're trying to avoid what they did last year with Jay White and Okada, right? Because Osprey Omega clearly was head and shoulders above that. And the Jay White Okada story had kind of been beaten to death. So I think Naito is the clear cut winner of the G1. The story's there, the history's there. Kevin Kelly and Chris Charlton do a great job explaining it as we'll go through the G1. I'd love to see like a Bad Dude Tito show up in the G1. I know it's probably a dream, but Kota Ibushi would be great if he showed up at the G1. I doubt he will, because I don't know. Brian Danielson in the G1 would be cool.
Danielson's got to help write Collision. He ain't got time to do the G1.
I mean, he's got the internet in Japan. He can write it.
I was going to say, TK runs on like 24-hour clock. He could just telecommute into anything. He's fine.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
Danielson reads three books at once. You think he can't stay up 24 hours a day to help TK write a show on Saturdays? Come on.
Danielson sending notes while he's got Naito in a knee bar or something. Sending notes over to Collision. Be great. Matt, thank you for joining us. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
The Wizards Podcast is every Monday night live at Wizards Podcast across all platforms. It's very much like this interview, a lot of nonsense from me. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time. We don't take wrestling too seriously. And then every other week, Tuesday or Wednesday, New Japan Bread Club with Kieran drops on Fightful Overbooked. And we are so thankful, Jeremy, that you gave us the opportunity to do this because we have such a good time. Kieran's like the man. I'm blessed to have him as my partner. And he deals with me for like an hour and change of just crazy, nonsensical bullshit. So God bless him. And yeah, that's where you can find us. You can check us out every other week on Fightful Overbooked, talking all things New Japan. With the New Japan expert Kieran and me.
Everyone, go follow Matt at Wizards Podcast. And thank you guys for the content that you provide on this channel with New Japan Bread Club. Like, if you don't watch New Japan, or if you're new to New Japan, or you just want to stay up to date on New Japan, I think Bread Club, I'm biased, but I think Bread Club is the best podcast out there, because Matt is very informative despite his Tanahashi takes, and Kieran knows everything about everything when it comes to New Japan. He is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to that. So I appreciate you guys, and you guys are always very timely with everything. Kieran gives me the thumbnail, you send me the show, and sometimes it's about an 18 gigabyte file, so it takes me about 5 hours to download.
Just send it to me. That would take no time. I could do that upload.
Sorry. I'll start sending it to you, Joel. You can start uploading this stuff.
It would take 18 minutes, I swear to God.
Guys are consistent. You guys are always great with the content, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all the contributors. But yeah, when I wanted to do a New Japan podcast on this platform, you and Kieran reached out, and I don't think you guys have like ever talked or interacted before that. And I was like, what do you think of this? And you're like, oh, sure, we'll give it a shot, because I really like the work of both you guys. And it was actually Kate who was like, hey, let Matt go, like, you know, I think he'd be really good at this. Like, okay. And I was like, oh, I really like Kieran, so let's see how this works. And I think it's been great. So everyone check out New Japan Bread Club if you have not listened to or watched that podcast yet.
Don't feed Kate's ego, please.
I try not to. Awesome. I really try not to. Yeah, terrible. She sucks.
Can I ask one last question before we get you out of here, Matt?
Absolutely.
When you had Kevin Kelly on your show before Wrestle Kingdom, where was he?
He was in his home in Pennsylvania.
Okay, he was in the basement, though. He looked like he was in a bunker.
Yeah, he's in his office.
Okay, good for him.
Why? What did you do?
He didn't do anything wrong. I just watched the episode, and I'm just like, where the hell is Kevin Kelly? And why does he look different? And the reality was, like, he was not being like working New Japan shows in a suit, Kevin Kelly. He was just like hanging out in a t-shirt, Kevin Kelly, in his basement. So good for him. Go watch that preview episode. It was very good. A lot of people showed up to that episode.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was.
Matt, we appreciate it. Everyone, go follow him at Wizards Podcast. Check out the Shining Wizards podcast on Mondays. Check out New Japan Bread Club every other week here on this channel. Matt, thank you again. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy Dominion this weekend, and then all together again, and then Forbidden Door and the road to the G1.
Thank you guys so much for your time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.